Blog Talk Radio.
Measuring windows for window treatments, no matter what they are, can be tricky, but you can make sense of it with these few tips. Hey everyone, this is Pam of One Designer, Two Ideas. I cannot tell you how frustrating it can be to hang curtains at a window that do not work. If only I'd measured, you think. Window treatments are one of the hardest working design elements in any design plan. Not only do they control natural light, but they provide privacy, add to the decor of the room, conserve energy, and can control a room's temperature. Getting their measurements right is essential. So here are some basic tips on how to do that. Number one, always measure with a metal tape measurement. Cloth ones will not give you accurate measures. Number two, be precise, or as precise as you can be. Round measurements to the nearest eighth of an inch and make sure you talk to the salesperson to let them know that you did round one of the numbers up. Number three, take notes. Measure once, twice, three times a window. That brought the song out in me. Always make sure that you have, you know, you take it the first time, you go back and you take it again, and then you take it again. So if it all comes out the same, then you're good. Number four, measure width first, then length, and record it in that order. It's width first, then length. Number five, measure each window separately, even if it appears two windows right next to each other look the same. The sizes could vary, and vary enough to require a different size treatment for one of the windows. Number six, make sure you're clear on the characteristics of the treatment that you choose. Know the product, how it should look, and how you want it to look at your windows. Is it an inside mount, meaning outside the window casing, or an outside mount, meaning above or outside the window casing? Some decor mounts with finials on the end may extend all the way past the window casing, but make sure you know what you want. Number seven, not all windows are square, so measure circular and oval windows by width in three places, the top, the middle, and the bottom. For inside mounts, use narrowest width for the size of any treatment that you'd like to hang at that window. Listen, these are basic window measurements. There are so many different window treatments to choose from these days, and they may need further measuring to be accurate. You can get the specifics either from the treatment's packaging or from the sales staff at the store that you buy them. Window treatments such as rod pocket draperies and curtains, pinched pleated draperies, all kinds of shades, horizontal and even vertical blinds may need special installation measuring. Be in the know and read. If you need assistance, you can visit any of the home stores for a consultation or retailers like JCPenney's window treatment department. They offer expert help in all areas of windows and treating them. Visit a location near you if you have any questions. Well, we've had some technical issues. I sincerely hope that this broadcast has come across and I delivered it successfully. Please join us on Monday, August 31st at 1 p.m., and that will be the last 1 p.m. show we have, when we talk about creating a home office, working away from work. You can be as snug as a bug in a rug if you create a office area or space that is conducive to work and then allowing you to get work done. Okay, well, thank you for joining me tonight. This has been Pam of One Designer, Two Ideas. While it may be short on time, these decor shorts will never be short on substance. Good night, all, and talk to you Monday.